This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to The Morning Run with Xiaoning and Chuang. In about half an hour, we're going to be having our breakfast grill where Noel will be speaking to Leo Chow, who is the CEO of Lazada Malaysia, which I'm sure all of us have kind of used during this period.
Yeah, so the lockdown was a time when the fingers did the walking and the credit cards did the talking, right? So the question is really how good was good for the e-commerce guys? So obviously, it's Leo Chow will talk to Noel about how good exactly they did, and of course, how they're going to do going forward.
Yeah, whether they can keep up with the competition.
Exactly.
Yeah, because, you know,
Shopee's the other one, obviously.
Obviously,
but
all of us.
There's so many now. There's iBuy and this and that. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah, plenty. But speaking of grills, last week, the U.S. Congress held a grueling six-hour hearing with the CEOs of Facebook, Amazon, Apple, and Google. And they were all essentially interrogated about whether big tech had gotten too big. You know, because of course being big is not a crime and in itself, but you know, are they getting in the way of competition? Is that a violation of antitrust law? So for some takeaways on this hearing, we speak to Chris Sagers, Professor of Law at Cleveland State University. Good morning, Chris. Now, the CEOs at the hearing repeated many of their usual lines, like we are not that big, or in some cases evaded questions by saying that they didn't have the information offhand. So how well did they essentially defend themselves this time?
Hi. Thank you very much for having me. Those are good questions. I don't know. I mean, I thought they did okay, but we've all seen this sort of thing on TV before. It's not very persuasive. Their answers, in my humble opinion, oftentimes aren't very persuasive. And also the politicians can seem sort of like they're sort of doing theater too. So, you know, good questions were asked, reasonable answers were given. I'm not sure that very much was accomplished.
So from the perspective of shareholders, the big five, obviously under intense scrutiny, and not just by Congress, but the U.S., but also the U.S. Federal Trade Commission and the Justice Department. At what point in time does it pass an inflection point, Chris, and come to a point where it's going to hurt shareholder value?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't think I would be too worried just yet. You know, Congress can do things. Our legislature can do things, but only if there's agreement amongst both parties. And even though, you know, the Democrats and Republicans at this hearing asked difficult questions, they put the witnesses on the defensive. But as you may have noticed, they asked very different questions. Republicans were focused mostly on censorship of particular political opinions, which is something that conservatives in the United States are very worried about. Democrats asked questions that were more like traditional antitrust law questions. They asked about competition. So, you know, unless one or the other party takes a lot more control of the American government in the next election, I don't think that Congress is really going to be able to do much because the two parties just don't agree. You know, whether Congress does anything or not, as you say, the law enforcement officials can take action against one of these firms. I guess I'm not exactly holding my breath, though, because they've been talking about it for so long and they haven't done anything. So I don't think the time is right to worry just yet.
So, Chris, are you saying that at the end of the day, this hearing doesn't amount to very much? I mean, what's next?
Yeah, that's a very good question. The most important thing that will come out of the hearing is that the Democrats who control the House of Representatives right now, they will write a big report, and the report will contain a whole bunch of information about what they found. A lot of what they've found we've already heard about, but a lot of people will read the report. That report could encourage the enforcement agencies to take action. It's hard to know whether it will or not, but the really big question will be what happens in our election in November. If I don't think anybody really knows what's going to happen in the elections, but some people think that Democrats are going to win a lot. If Democrats really win, that's probably worse for the companies. There's more likelihood that the federal law enforcement agencies will take action if Democrats are in control. If Democrats take control of Congress, some people are predicting that Democrats will do really well in the elections in November. If that happens, it's possible that Congress could really enact significant legislation And that probably would be significant for the companies, at least in the short term. Shares, I would guess, would take a hit.
Well, in the meantime, though, and despite the posturing, Chris, the lawmakers did uncover some, you know, obviously examples of anti-competitive behavior. Some think tanks are now saying that this could be a watershed movement, and the DOJ and the Federal Trade Commission might prompt them to really conduct full investigations. What exactly might these full investigations comprise?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I'm not sure the revelations were so significant. I mean, Congress definitely has found some significant evidence. They found examples of each of the firms doing things, saying things in private emails that are very embarrassing, that could be part of an antitrust investigation. I'm not sure how much of it really is all that new, though, because Congress has found evidence of these companies doing things that we kind of always knew that the companies were doing. So, you know, it's hard to predict what the enforcement agencies will do. I don't think this probably makes it any more likely that that we're going to see a lawsuit. If you had asked me these same questions 3 or 4 years ago, when the federal government was first starting to talk about bringing antitrust actions, I would have been more willing to believe that it could actually happen. The problem is that, you know, the Trump administration has been in control for more than 3 years, and they've been talking about doing something against the big tech firms this whole time, and nothing's happened. So I'm not going to hold my breath, but nothing is impossible.
But Chris, is the solution actually a revision of the antitrust laws, which were created in the 1890s, right, to deal with monopolies such as steel, sugar and railways? So we're talking about technology, very, very different times now.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. I don't know if that's the solution. I don't personally think there's anything wrong with our law. And I think it would be perfectly adequate. And I think actually a fair number of people believe that. My prediction would be that if Democrats do really win significant gains in the elections this year, if they do in fact manage to enact new antitrust legislation, it probably will be tailored to the big tech sector. And you probably noticed that a lot of the questions that Democrats asked during the hearing had to do with vertical integration. That is, they asked a lot of questions about the fact that each of these firms is involved in more than just one business. They produce goods and services, but they also own the mechanism for distribution. You know, they own the platform. And a lot of the questions that Democrats asked and a lot of the things that these companies were accused of doing had to do with their power over the distribution network. So I think a reasonable guess is that if Democrats really take quite a lot more control than they currently have, they will try to enact some kind of new legislation of a kind that we really haven't ever had in the United States that would force these companies to give up their platforms.
All right. Thank you for your time. That was Chris Segers at Cleveland State University giving us his views on what might happen to big tech, especially if Joe Biden actually gets into the White House on November 4th or thereabouts, depending when the results come out.
Yeah, yet another uncertainty in the markets. And of course, Joe Biden has at least publicly been quite critical of big corporations and returning the power to the little man. But obviously, Donald Trump did the same thing. He wanted to, you know, drain the swamp, in his own words. But then after he came in, he just refilled the swamp with more vampires, right? So obviously, the other question is really asking ourselves, I think it's quite indisputable that, you know, the bigger you get, the more power you've got and the more muscle you have. For example, with Facebook, you know, if they see Instagram as a threat, they'll just go out and buy it, right?
Which they did.
If Apple sees some app developers doing better than their own apps, then they'll just not display those apps as prominently.
And charge them 30%
more. Them 30% more. Same thing with Google search engine results. But you have, of course, to ask yourself, because China has its own parallel universe of Googles and Facebooks and Apples and Amazons with Chinese brand names, right? If you, in a way, retard the progress of your own US corporations, what will they then do when the Chinese corporations let their own corporations rise untrammeled? You've asked yourself that as well.
Well, interesting questions, but we'll be following this story nonetheless. But up next, we'll be speaking to the political analyst Arnold Puyok on the political developments in Sabah. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.